Good evening, Rabbi. Good evening. Tonight we'll be learning Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach Shemoy, one of the key concepts of Hatmona. We're going to be talking one of the key Chumras and one of the key Kulas. And Zivches and Kolato Kula is Mutman in this Siv. It's the one of the key Yisoides in Hatmona. And once we So let us see that Sifches once we get there. So I would like to start first with Sif Zayin. That's what we're holding in that last line of page 56. And that teaches us the following halacha. Kol heicha da'asinu atzmona. Whenever we talk about atzmona, bottom line of page 56. Whenever we talk about atzmona and we say that atzmona is also, by the way, I think I said something slightly incorrect yesterday. I want to just polish that a bit. I said yes, atmona is translated as insulating, and that's only indirectly correct. I said that atmona is insulating, and that's true, but not really true, because really atmona means hiding. Really, atmona is translated as hiding. Tomon really is hiding, but it's no contradiction because the term is actually a term which Chazal used for when they used to have a clear vessel, which they used to want to insulate, so used to hide it, used to put it in. He used to insulate it with various items around it, and it used to be, as it were, hidden in its in materials around it. So really, the literal translation is hidden, but the meaning is that the term really means, hatmona, the halachic term means insulating. Right, okay, just to clarify that. Okay, Kol Eicha Da'asinu Atzmona Shulchan Aruch teaches us, whenever we actually asa, and we forbid hatmona. So then, afilu even bekadero mevusheles kol tzorko asrinon. This will be then also, hatmona is also even if it is fully cooked. Again, there is a halachic decree, a rabbinical issa, the rabbonon, to do hatmona, to insulate a food on Shabbos. And it makes no difference as to whether this is fully cooked or not. If it's not fully cooked, you may run into trouble as we discussed yesterday with Rav Mishul. But never mind, Bishul, just to insulate a food is awesome. That's the Shulchan Aruch teaching us. Even if it's mevushel kol tzorkoi, even if it's fully cooked. And not only that, but even if you were to cook that particular item, you were to cook it a bit longer, it would go overcooked, and you'd go, what's the word? It's overcooked. It's burnt. Yeah, basically. Even then, Chachamim asked it. Don't tell me, I'm allowed to insulate it because, no, it's atzmona over here, because if it's worth to cook more, it's going to go stale, it's going to go burnt, and it's not true. Continued insulation is going to cause it to be burnt, nevertheless, atzmona is also. That's what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here. Kol eicha da'asinu atzmona, even whenever Chachamim asked atzmona, afilu, even, bekadero mevusheles, even if the food is fully cooked, called tzorko, fully asin, and it's nevertheless it's also va'afilu, and even mitzamek v'ralo, even if it's continued cooking, will decrease the quality of that food. But Shulchan Aruch does say, but the evet sifkot lamedale Mishnah Berurah does teach us, but the evet muta lekule anma mitzamek v'ralo. Mishnah Berurah does say, if you did it, but the evet the food is also if it was mitzamek v'ralo. We're now ready for the Ramo, which gives v'chein ikka. Now Ramo teaches. Sorry, Mutter. The Ramona continues. V'yesh mekidin v'oymim. Now there's a Kula. The Kula does say the following. Kula says as following. So yesh mekidin, some are mekil, and they say as follows. Kol shu chay legamre. If it is raw food item. Oy. Or nispashal kol tzorkoi. Or it is a fully cooked food. Mutter be'atmona k'moy b'shiu. That will be mutter be'atmona. If it's fully cooked or completely raw. So the extreme opposites. Completely raw or fully cooked, hatmona is muta. K'moishin is ba'al elzim in the Rishon Gimel, as we learned with regards to Shia. Huvemokoim, and in place, shenagul okel, in the places that the custom is to be lenient with regards to this, al pisvorzu, hein limchoiz biodam, you don't have to protest, they're allowed to be lenient, aval ein lino ikein, b'sham ekoimus, but if there is no registered minik, if it's not an accustomed minik that people do, they don't rely on this svorah. So Ramona brings a svara that are somewhat lenient, and they say that if it's completely raw, you're allowed to do hatmona. If it's completely cooked, hatmona is muta as well, but don't rely on it. Now, obviously, this needs a bit more. It can't be the whole truth. You can't be told truth. That's what Mishnah Berurah explains. If Kot Lamed, hey, yesh la, yesh makilin. Koi ahatmona betofar moisiv heaven mi boidjoim. We're not referring to doing a hatmona act on Shabbos. No, that's always going to be awesome. Whether it's raw, whether it's fully cooked, whether mitstamek ra'loi, mitstamek v'tovloi, whether it is in any place, that's also. To do an action of hatmona on Shabbos is always going to be also. So what is the Rama referring to? That there are some people who are lenient. That's aval hatmin b'Shabbos b'dovo she'ene moisiv hevel. Aval hatmin b'Shabbos b'dovo she'ene moisiv hevel. Afilu mevushul kolzor mitstamek v'ra'loi also nikul alme. What this is referring to... this is referring to a hatmona pedova moisiv hevel mibodyoim. This is referring to a hatmona, which is, we said that hatmona on Friday is also sometimes also. If you want to insulate something on Friday, at times that's also as well. When is it also? If you want to insulate something on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, it's also. If it's an insulating material, it's something called dovar moisiv hevel, something which generates heat, you're not allowed to do hatmona on Friday either. Friday. So that, we're learning now, some people are lenient. And if they have lenient, if they are lenient, you don't have to protest. So Rabbi say again, to do Atmana on Shabbos, that's always going to be also. Emale daver. It's nothing to, no negotiations over here. So what is the, where are some people lenient? Mishnah Berurah explains. Some people are lenient with regards to the halacha. That on Friday, Atmana is also Pedovar Moisiv Hevel, with some insulating material which generate heat on Fridays also. Here, some people are lenient if it's fully cooked or completely raw. Okay. We are ready for Sif Ches. Now, Sif Ches is going to teach us a key concept, Le'isa, and a key concept, Le'heta, and both are extremely relevant in our kitchens nowadays. Rabbi Yisai, does anybody have any experience, or any opinion, any day, with regards to the following? I've tried to make it. It didn't come out so clear. Please excuse my artistic skills of tonight. Okay, the green is meant to be a hot plate. Does it look fairly... Please make me happy, Rabbi Yossel. Is it a hot plate?
It looks like a work of art. I mean...
Oh, thank you.
I can sell that to an art gallery and we can raise funds for school.
Oh, sounds like an idea. Okay, I'm going to take percentage. Yeah, modern art. Okay. I got a message. Okay, the green is meant to be a hot plate. Okay, which generates heat. Hence, you will see slight smoke coming out on the surface. Okay, so it's now on top of it. Can you see what is this meant to be? No.
Pot.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, good. So that's meant to be a pot which is on it. Okay, so far so good. I've specifically made a hot plate, which we know that you're allowed to do a shear. No problem, you know, you're allowed to do shear on a hot plate, on Shabbos, go of a kotum. It's meant to avoid any problems of shear, even bishul, yeah. Now, what we are doing over here now is that we're putting around it a purplish towel. That's what you meant, of course. Yeah, of course, yeah. So I would like to even clarify, it could even be something which doesn't naturally generate heat. Okay, something could even be something which is of a thin substance, a thin material. So I've clarified it over here. The insulate is even something which is enomosive hevel. Okay, now you can see again, we've got... So the Shulchan Aruch taught us earlier, it's Siv Gimel, tells us, Psoli Shel Zeisim Olives, residue, it really does generate heat apparently. Or Shel Shum Shinin Zevach Melech Salt. Now I want to know, Rabbi Yisai, we have learned that if it's enomosiv hevel, pardon?
It's not moisiv hevel.
Very good. Okay. So you are jumping the gun because that clearly is what we're going to, but I'm not quite ready for that. So we're generally davar she enomosiv hevel. This is really an insulating of something which is enomosiv hevel. So what would be the halacha? On Shabbos, to the Atmana, something which doesn't generate heat. It's also. Also, what about Erev Shabbos?
Okay.
Would be okay. So now we're learning that whatever happens, if you have underneath it, that's a key concept, that whenever, Shulchan Aruch is going to teach us in Sif Ches, a concept, that if you have got underneath a source of heat, which is a significant source of heat, and you've got a part of it, even if you are covering it with something which is enomaisiv hevel, it will still be also medina, it will be also. So again, it makes no difference what the covering material is. It makes no difference. If you've got a heat source underneath, you're doing atmona, which is also. Even if it's on Friday or Shabbos, it makes no difference. You're doing atmona over here, because underneath it is a source of heat. Rabbi said, do you ever put on a cholent or I don't know what if you want, before the you want to put a towel over it. Good. Okay, so we're learning over here that you might run into trouble over here. I'm not saying it's also because we have to see the hemshach of the Shulchan Aruch, but we have to understand the concept over here. Concept is that it's also. Says Shulchan Aruch, Sif Ches, Afal pi shemut lehashos kider al gabei kiro. Although, generally speaking, it is mutter to be mashed to do a sheik on a kader pot al gabei kiro sheish begicholim, al pi adochim shenisparu besim reish nun gimel. We've learned that Shia is sometimes mutter on Shabbos. If it's go over Kotum, it's... You know, there was a Teirim that we spoke about in Sim Reish Nun Gimel. What else were there Teirim? When are you allowed to do Shia? Kashu Gvove. Yeah, where is a Teirim? So you're allowed to do Shia sometimes. Now, Himu Mechuse Bevgodim, if you're covering the pot with materials, with shmatas, with garments... Is he health and safety wise?
Could be flammable.
Okay, so we have to. Depends on our plate. Okay, so we're talking about it's safe and sound. Okay, so imu mechusa bevgadim, if it's covered up with clothing, afal pi shabgadim enu mesif from heaven machmas atzmo. Afal pi, although shabgadim, the materials themselves intrinsically enu mesif from heaven, to not increase heat machmas atzmon. Independently, they will not. If you had no heat source underneath, the bgodim on top, they wouldn't do a thing. They wouldn't be a good insulator. They wouldn't be doing a thing. Nevertheless, mikon mokim, nevertheless, machmas eish shetachteyam, because of the heat, the fire underneath it, moisiv hevel is considered a moisiv hevel. And therefore, it's going to be the also, and it's also. And the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot Lamed Ches clarifies this. Even if you spread eifa, even if you cool down the heat source underneath it, that will be considered go of a kotum or whatever. It's still considered a heat source, it's still considered eish, and it's going to be considered moisiv hevel and will be also. Haboy said this is really important. Whenever you're covering something on the hot plate, on the gas, on the blech, whatever it is, don't worry only. You always have to keep in mind. You have to keep in mind Shia. You have to keep in mind chazor if applicable. And you certainly have to keep in mind also hatmona. Think about crock pots. Just think about it, that whenever you're touching with it on Shabbos, you're covering it up. Whatever you're doing, keep in mind, am I insulating this now, yes or no? And don't say, oh, it's not substantial, it's not important, it's just a thin thing. It doesn't generate heat, it doesn't even keep heat properly. Don't forget what we're learning now, that if there's fire underneath it, whatever material you're putting underneath it could potentially be a serious problem of an Issa D'Rabbanon of Atmona.
And if you set that structure up, Eretz,
well, even then will be also. Because, yeah, even then will be also. Because, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Now, the... there is a big disclaimer, and our disclaimer is probably the most commonly applied head with regards to Atmona. Whether it's a crock pot or whatever it is, it's the most applied header is what happens now. So what are you going to do? Moshe, what are you going to do about this?
No, it
says Moshe and Shulchan Aruch as follows. Umiyu. However, Kol Shu, we're learning now a rule. A concept. Whenever kolchu beinyan, whenever it is, she'ein abgodim noigim bakadeiro. Whenever you have a situation that the bgodim, the clothing, are not touching the pot, avul bishesh eish tachteun, if there's fire underneath it, kevan, since she'ein oisedeich atmona, since then that's not the usual way of insulating, shore it's mutter. We're learning now that if you're wrapping up towels and you're wrapping it up and you're insulating, if there is a space that is not touching, it's not literally touching the shula kadeiro, it's not going around the pot, but it is distanced, there is air space, it's further away, then that's not derech atmona, that's not the usual atmona, is that what you're saying? Ah, okay, that's the remote. That's something else, actually. You're right. It's actually very good. Thank you. Yeah, that's something else. That's the remote. We're going to get to that as well, Mitzvah. So when you're learning that is airspace, it's distance, it's fine. So I don't know if this example is a fair example, but what you could do is if you had any way of distancing this, so I wonder if the handles that I made are good enough or not, but just conceptually, if you have it in a way that the godim are not reaching the shule akadei, are not reaching the sides of the pot, but they are distant, that's not a very effective insulating. You're not insulating. If you ever want to insulate it, we all know, you're wrapping towels around it, tight, around it to insulate that the heat shouldn't escape. Now, as long as you keep a distance, the heat just goes out. So if it's not tight, then the heat is escaped. So therefore, that's not considered derech atmona. Since it's not an effective and unusual way of doing atmona, consequently, it's considered it's muta. Let's see the words of Shulchan Aruch. Miu im kolchu beinen she'en abgodim noigim back if you're not touching the pot. Avol b'shish eish tachti aldo there's fire underneath it. Kevan sin she'en oisedech atmona. It's not the usual day of doing atmona. Shor it's muta. Hil kach. Therefore, hecha shemamit kadeiro. Wherever you're putting the pot, al gabe kiro on a kiro type of oven. Oi o kupach type of oven. She'esh b'em gecholim. Which has coals, ve'ein shulei hakedeiro, and the walls of the pot are not touching. Ein shulei hakedeiro noigin b'gecholim, it's not touching the gecholim. Shiu mikir mutra al pi adrochim shenisbar b'leitzim reishon un gimel. Ve'im nosten al hakedeiro kli rochov she'ein noigia b'tzid hakedeiro. So if you're putting on top of the pot a kli rochov, a wide keli, which is not touching at all on the side of the pots at all, for nosan b'godim al oisik kli rochav, and you're putting around it b'godim al oisik kli rochav, muta, it's going to be muta. Kim she'ein b'godim nesudin elu al oisik kli rochav she'ein nigia b'tzid akadero hinkan atmona. So the case that Shulchan Aruch speaks about is, imagine you don't have you have this pot over here, which you have this pot, and the way you want to insulate it is by placing that pot in another kli. But that kli is fully insulated, wrapped up with clothing. So that will be an example of a muta digatmona. Why is that? Because the kli itself that you're trying to retain its heat is not touching the bgodim, is not directly insulated. There's an airspace. The key word is airspace. If there's airspace between the kli and the bgodim around it, it's going to be muta. Does that make sense? As long as you've got airspace between the insulating material and the kli, it's muta. Do you know what could also be an example? I saw that once. What would be the aloch rabbosai, if you've got this over here, and it's literally on the fire. But now, imagine you have a board over here. You put a board. An oversized top. An oversized lid. Okay, imagine this scenario over here. And the lid is an oversized lid. And now over the oversized lid, you put insulating bgodim, which reach all the way down till the fire. I'm repeating. But it's a shaila clear. Imagine this pot over here, which is on the hot plate. On top of that, you're covering it with a lid. But it's not its standard lid. It's an oversized lid, much too big, which goes from here till here. But you don't want to lose any heat. So what you're doing is you're putting a big towel around on top of that, which is going to be sticking out on the sides. Why is it sticking out on the sides? Because you've got an oversized lid. Muta or osso? Muta, why? Gap. Airspace. And therefore, it's going to be muta. What would be another example? Can you think of any other examples?
Why isn't a normal lid a problem?
Just
a normal lid for a child. Is that
Because it's kli, a very good question. The answer is because its standard kli is not considered insulating. It's the kli where it is, where it's placed in a kli.
Even though it obviously insulates.
Yeah, but you can't have it flat on the. You can't have it all. The kli where it is, that's not insulating. If you put something around it,
why is the lid an integral?
Because that's part of the. It's integral. Yeah. Yeah.
You ask why isn't the pot itself
insulating? Because the pot.
It's part and parcel. Now, I know that Gideon mentioned once why some people, I think it was you, or maybe somebody else, mentioned sometimes why you put sometimes little,
the balls
in the, who mentioned it?
Gideon.
What, the balls in the, can you describe it, how you do it? Between? Good. So you've got a heating element. In the crock pot, you've got a heating element. And inside it, you place the pot. Yeah? Okay. So you've got over here, Rabbi Yisai, a very, very serious shaila of Atmona. For various reasons. Okay? I know Reb Shlomo Zalman, whatever. But in essence, you've got a shaila of Atmona. Rabbi Yisai, Oh, 1 second, we'll get to that. Because you're talking to Ramo already, but 1 second. McKagan, is the heating element around it considered Moisiv Hevel or any Moisiv Hevel? Very much so. You can have no greater Moisiv Hevel than the element around it, which is actually producing heat. There's no greater Moisiv Hevel. So whether you're putting it on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos, Taloch should be Talso. Okay, so you're right about potentially not being one of the rays out of this, and that's why many are machmir, is to do what Rav Fangel suggests, is to put aluminium, or sometimes there's other, there's also you can buy whatever for pot, ceramic, like kind of used for cooking and baking purposes sometimes. So the idea is to have some sort of why they're placing it inside the pot. And the answer is because that will create an airspace between the heating element and the actual pot. That will be a Atmona. By doing so and placing those little balls inside the pot, there's no halacha how many needs to be. It's not about how many. It's about creating a distance between the heating element, which is Moisiv Hevel, consequently also even Be'erev Shabbos, and the pot itself. Once there's airspace, it's considered in the Chatmona Bekach, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think about this? You know, but here also, in our Shulchan Aruch also. What about here? I mean, this Shulchan Aruch scenario is also all the sides. It doesn't make a difference. This Heta applies even if it's to all the sides.
Only airspace.
You've got airspace. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying because there are some people who don't like the Heta so much, and they say it's not exactly identical to what we're learning now. Why if you want to be machmir, why are you going to be machmir? Why would you say that this is different than the airspace we're discussing over here? Only. Yeah. What do you say? Is it comparable or not? And therefore,
a thin gap,
and therefore it's not substantial enough. Yeah. Right. So it's very interesting because the poskim actually struggle. I saw the contemporary poskim, they say, how much distance is considered airspace? Half a centimeter? 3 inches? Is it? Well, what is? And it's not clear. It's not clear. So the only thing that we do know that is very clear is what Shulchan Aruch said, that it needs to be considered in derech hatmona. Has to be considered not a regular way of insulating. And yet the question is, and that's what you're mentioning, is that considered ein derech hatmona by having a little bit of those balls down there? Is that considered ein derech hatmona? Is that sufficient or not? So many poskim say, yes, it certainly is. Yes, it's not the regular way of, that's not why you bought the, it's not the normal way of insulating. No, it's not. It's not the way. Normally you'd have it all the way down, surrounded by all the sides. And here you've got created an airspace. Shulchan Aruch teaches us that it's fine. But the ones who are machmir, they tiny that, no, it's not exactly, it's still considered derech hatmona. It's just you've lifted up it. It's not sufficient, not substantial enough to be considered ein derech atmono bekach. And the ones who are machme because of that. Yeah. Even if it would be, they themselves are not a hatmona. So what was the hatmona? Hatmona is the element around it, and that has been distanced now. If you, your question is, what if you cover the whole thing up with those all over there? You've got, you don't make two or five of these aluminium things, but you make hundreds of them all over. Then you have a very valid question. Then you're right. Pardon? Yeah, so the tinfoil inside, that's, yeah, okay. Okay, we'll see, that's actually something slightly different. But yeah, but the idea of having a distance, the heter is based on Shulchan Aruch. It really is based on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Ein kan atzmona, Shulchan Aruch says that it's fine. Okay, fine. Okay, so Rabbi Sai, we just to recap what we covered tonight. We learned initially in Seif Zain, we learned that Hatmona is also even if there's no cooking. Hatmona is also because of its own in its own right. That was Seif Zain. We learned that some are lenient with regards to Hatmona of something which is raw or completely cooked. On the Erev Shabbos is of Hatmona, which we learned is also B'dovah She'en, but even B'dovah Moisiv Hevel. We learned that some Amatir B'Shulchan Aruch doesn't like it so much. He says only if you've got a registered minhag to be Mekel, only then you should be Mekel. Then we learned that there's a concept that even if on Shabbos to do, and on Erev Shabbos in fact, for that matter, if you're doing Atmona on a fire source, that would be also whether you're covering it and insulating it with a Dovah Moisiv Hevel, or Dovah She'ein Moisiv Hevel, if there's a heat source underneath, it's going to be Mutzah, it's going to be also, excuse me, either way. That will always be also because it doesn't make a difference what the insulating material is. Friday, Shabbos makes no difference. Because you've got the Atmona of here makes it also because of the fire source underneath. However, the Shulchan Aruch gives us a heter as well. And he says, whenever you've got space, like the arrow tries to show over here, whenever you've got airspace between the pot walls, they're not called pot walls. What is this called? Shule Akadero is a literal translation, but there must be a more elegant way of translating. Edges of the wall. Yeah, whenever there's a distance, airspace between the wall, the edges of the pot and the insulating material, whenever there's airspace, is considered ein derech atmona bekach, and it's going to be mutter. And this heter is a heter which is applied which is applied commonly, and this is the heter we discussed tonight. I wish you good evening, Abbasah.